After years of being out of commission, a renovated performance hall is about to be back online. The opening performance at the Elta Joyce Murphy Performance Hall and Stage at the San Angelo Municipal Auditorium will be the city's symphony on Saturday night. A crown jewel of San Angelo's performing arts scene is again operational. The ribbon was cut earlier this week for the Murphy Performance Hall following a multi-million dollar makeover. City Auditorium, part of the same building that houses San Angelo's city offices, opened in 1929 and hosted performers such as Elvis Presley, Will Rogers, and Hal Holbrook in their heydays. Vaudeville acts regularly graced the stage. Inside now, one sees the same Art Deco influence and decor that harkened back to last century. The 320 or so seats have been recovered, and paintings on the ceilings and walls have been cleaned and touched up. New acoustic panels hang above the stage, and the orchestra pit has been redone. The San Angelo Symphony will open the restored, renovated, and expanded space tomorrow night. Future performances include Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story, the Vienna Boys Choir from Austria, and country music sensation Clint Black. City Auditorium, which closed in 2009, got improvements that include a 17,000-square-foot expansion of the hall's back-of-house area, an expansion of the restroom facilities upstairs, state-of-the-art lighting and sound system, and a restoration of the original 1929 curtain. Funding for the $16 million renovation was a joint effort by the City of San Angelo and the San Angelo Performing Arts Coalition, which is made up of all the city's performing arts entities. The funding included public and private monies. County and city officials and many who were part of the fundraising effort, including the woman who donated $3 million, were on hand for the ceremony. Mayor Brenda Gunter told those attending that cultural events like those that will again perform in the hall help unite the community.
I believe strongly that cultural events are something that pull a city together, and I believe this city hall will be something that unites our community and our city and our citizens. And I am so proud to be a part of today, and I want to thank each and every person who was a part of this, who had a voice in this, who had a tremendous amount of fundraising energy put into this, because I know you're worn out, but I will tell you, it's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
With the hall's opening, the city now has a performing arts complex. Within walking distance and around the corner from the performance hall is the 44,000-square-foot Stevens Performing Arts Center. The center used to house a Coca-Cola bottling plant and opened in August. It houses the Brooks and Bates Theater, a black box performance space, theater shops, and several Ballet Academy studios. The official name of the hall is the Elta Joyce Murphy Performance Hall and Stage at the San Angelo Municipal Auditorium. A San Angelo native, Elta Joyce Murphy McAfee, shared with those at the grand opening and ribbon cutting that she is so happy to see the performance hall operational again.
I have tears in my eyes. I can't believe how gorgeous it is, and I'm so happy to see all of you here today to celebrate the opening of the Murphy. And I want to see all of you Saturday night, and welcome.
Executive Director of the Performing Arts Complex, Mark Levine, says makeover work of the performance hall included correcting fundamental problems.
There wasn't a whole lot of structure underneath the building. And it's, you know, understandable 90 years ago, how much did we know about the shifting ground and that sort of thing. So there was a lot of work to put in a foundation that was appropriate.
Levine's hope is that all in San Angelo and the surrounding area find something at the performance hall that will satisfy them.
The Performing Arts Center should not be one thing to everyone or everything to one person. It should be something for everyone.